focusing on two numbers, 16, a good one, 18, a bad one. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording on Monday, March 24th at roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let me thank my sponsors so they pay for this podcast. That means you don't have to. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group will be playing in and providing first place overall and first place B-flight gift baskets for players of the upcoming sold-out 2025 Todd Wright Tour Championship at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, go to brandonlegalgroup.com or call 813-902-3576. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Pin Chasers has a spring break special going until April 20th. This is at all four locations in the greater Tampa area. 2 hours of bowling until 5 p.m. for students K through 12. 2 hours of bowling until 5 p.m. for students K through 12. That's through April 20th at all four Pin Chasers locations. Go to pinchasers.net for the address of those four locations. Remember, you save money immediately by bowling at Pin Chasers because Pin Chasers does not charge you to rent bowling shoes. And I admire how that is an initiative and continues to be the way Anthony Peroni and the Peroni family does business, by not charging you to rent their bowling shoes. Pinchasers.net for lane reservations, information, party planning, and follow Pinchasers on Instagram at Pinchasers. Emails write.todd at yahoo.com, write.todd at yahoo.com. Let me see how quickly I can pull up the things I want to talk about. Had a very busy sports week last week. First one, really, since the NFL postseason ended. Went a week ago today to a St. Patrick's Day spring training baseball game between the Jays split squad and the Phillies in Clearwater. I enjoy the ballpark experience with the Phillies. Got to see most of their big names play. It was a packed house for St. Patrick's Day. I felt like the only one not drinking, which was fine. It seemed like just about everybody else was. And then I took the opportunity to swing by Delco's for one of the best cheesesteaks you can get in the area, based on their history and their background. And from my days of knowing, it had Steve Dumig's endorsement before heading home. Then we got into the NCAA tournament, with first four games Tuesday, Wednesday, then first round games Thursday, Friday, second round games Saturday, Sunday. I'm not as into college basketball as I was when I was in my 20s. I have attended all or parts of 10 Final Fours. My first was seeing Duke complete their back-to-back with Coach K, Leitner, Hurley, and Krzyzewski in Minnesota in a title game against the Fab Five. My last was Florida completing their back-to-back in Atlanta against a worthy Ohio State team, the closest Ohio State has gotten in a long time, and probably in a long time going forward, led by, it was really like the last great moment for Greg Oden, who, if you remember, then went number one in the NBA draft ahead of Kevin Durant. And Florida brought back all five players, and I also had I had phenomenal seats for both of those, and those were my bookend of my 10 Final Fours. I've been to a ton of tournament games in various cities over the years as well, and I have come to just appreciate what the Pomeroy College basketball ratings mean for projecting who's most likely to win or lose in the NCAA tournament. I was turned on to these last year by the great Gil Alexander, a fan of his show on VSiN. Occasionally I make an appearance there. Gil was the first to kind of open my eyes to KenPom.com. It's free. You can type it in yourself. There's also a place you can subscribe, but you can look at the Pomeroy College basketball ratings for free. I'm looking right at them right now. And there's the overall ranking rating, but what I choose to do, because I have always felt defense is overrated in the college basketball tournament. If the first thing out of your mouth about why a team is going to win a tournament game or go to the Final Four or contend for the national championship is because of their defense, they're not going to do it. That's not the way the game is played now. Much like I often talk here on the podcast about how if you don't have a head coach with knowledge of offense who works with quarterbacks, calls plays, or is involved in offensive game planning and actively involved with game management when the team has the ball, you're not a Super Bowl contender. Offense rules in the NCAA tournament as well, for other reasons. Just to give you an example. So when I click on just the offensive rating, you have multiple categories in the KenPom college basketball ratings. And I go to the category of ORTG. And if you just pick that to rank by that alone, and there are other ones, including luck, strength of schedule, and we'll get to defense. 10 of the top 12 in offense in the KenPom.com ratings are in the Sweet 16. 10 of the top 12. The top five, Duke, Florida, Auburn, Alabama, Texas Tech. Gonzaga out, barely. Then Purdue, then Missouri, they're out. Then BYU. I think Missouri lost to BYU, didn't they? Then Houston, then Kentucky, then Arizona. Then you got to go down to 17 for Tennessee, then 23, 24, 25, boom, 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 MMM. Maryland, Ole Miss, Michigan State. So if you're not in the top 25 of offense in the KenPom ratings, you're not in the Sweet 16. That's pretty telling. And if you want to do defense to see the difference, here it is. Based on defensive rating, hang on, let me just look at one more thing. I'm sorry. Michigan, lowest offense in the field at 39. So of the back on offense here, 10 of the top 12 are in the Sweet 16. Then 14 of the top 25. Then Michigan at 39 and Coach Cal getting it done. Arkansas at 65. Don't ever lose sight of the coach factor this time of year. Defensively, number two, St. John's out. Number one is Houston. Then three is Tennessee, four Duke, five Michigan State, six Maryland. So clearly Michigan State, Maryland, they're more on their defensive merits, but they have enough offense, right? We talked about them being in the top 25 offensively. But that's then 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all out if you go just by defense in KenPom. St. Mary's out. Texas A&M out. Kansas victimized by Coach Cal. Iowa State out. Then you have Florida 11, 12, 13. So there's Michigan, much like Michigan State, much like Maryland. Michigan especially propped up with their defense. But then 14, 15, and 16 all out. West Virginia, UCLA, San Diego State. Arkansas, 17. But then Ole Miss is in at 21, Arizona at 28, Alabama 29, Texas Tech 37, Kentucky 45, Purdue 55, BYU 71. The offensive chart means more than the defensive chart. And I watched this closely last year as UConn pushed all the way through, won their second straight title, Purdue got there. For the first time under Matt Painter, felt good for Matt getting that far. Granted, they had the big Canadian in the middle. Offense means more than defense does. And the KenPom.com ratings, if you look solely at those numbers, will back that up. So there's some thoughts on the Sweet 16. Now, why did I bring up the number 18? Because as of today, that is now the number of cuts that 2024 Valspar champion Peter Malnati has missed since winning at Copperhead last year. He has missed 18 cuts since winning on the Copperhead in 2024. When he won, his official world golf rate ranking was 184. With that win, he jumped 119 spots to 65 in the world. And the official world golf ranking is significant because it's sort of a two-year rolling point cycle. So Malnati jumped from 184 to 65, earned his way into three majors, all of which he missed the cut. But since winning the Valspar last year, Malnati has not only now missed 18 cuts, but up to the minute, his world ranking is back down to 166. Almost unthinkable that you can win at 180, what did we say it was? 184, jump all the way up to 65, and a year later, you've just about given it all back at 166. And the just about is because you were protected because you qualified to play in signature events where there was no cut and you were protected. It's amazing that he didn't even qualify for the Open Championship last year. That a guy won a tournament in March, doesn't even qualify for a major 3+ months later. And just adding an exclamation point to how much of a fluke he was winning the Valspar in 2024. As I said at the time, Malnati went out on Thursday this past week on the Copperhead for his first competitive round since he won the tournament a year earlier. And he missed every fairway. zero for 13 on that par 71 Copperhead course. The fairway is right there for him, for every player in the field, and for every one of us who has ever teed it up at Copperhead. It's right in front of you. Yeah, I'll say it. I've played that course a lot. I've never missed every fairway. Again, it's right in front of you. He missed every single fairway on Thursday. Par threes don't count. That's only a green and regulation score stat. 0 for 13 for the defending champ. And he didn't even play in the wave with the rougher wind in the afternoon. 0 for 13. Couldn't hit a frickin' fairway. Nice defending champ. That's brutal. And it's the first time in this tournament any participant who played in the tournament missed all 13 fairways in a competitive round in 25 years. And no, I don't know who did it in 2000. Their name has been cleared. It's now the guy in the goofy hat with the yellow ball who was a fluke winner in 2024. And I think I said this at the time when I talked about it on a Todd Wright Toddcast a year or so ago. For a long time, professionally and personally, loving sports, I pushed back on those who use the word fluke to describe a winner individually, a team winner, or some accomplishment. The Peter Malnati 2024 Valspar Championship win completely changed my tune. I knew at the time, and it has been proven with 18 miscuts and every missed fairway on Thursday in his defense since that win. Yes, there are flukes in sports. And the face of the fluke that convinced me is Peter Malnati. And for those of you who don't like that I speak this way about that golfer, did I say anything inaccurate? If you got a problem with the truth, then you're the problem. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. We'll talk to you next time.